Was she completely out of her mind? Mary Foster stared at the pink satin ribbon. It stood out among the others, bright and brilliant, and nothing like her. Why did she blend in so easily? Was she not special enough to stand out? Not even a little? She pulled her attention from such frivolous things and set her mind firmly on the task before her. This was not the time for her to take a flight of fancy. Ma had requested she gather a few things at the general store, and Pa would be by soon to take her home. She sighed and moved past the small display table and the shiny strips of luxury. What did it matter? She was plain. A fancy ribbon would not change that. What did she think, that the pieces of pink poking out of her pale hair would make David Matthews notice her? Her face heated at that thought. What a ninny, indeed. Directing her gaze to the barrels of fruit, she collected several apples as she thought over her list. These would conclude her shopping, at least for the day. Ma had struggled of late to do the simplest things, and so Mary found herself making these jaunts to town on a mission for Ma more often. But she didn't want to think on that either. Ma would be fine, wouldn't she? Mary? The voice called from somewhere behind her, a voice Mary knew all too well. David's sister, Catherine. Now? Must she face the Matthews siblings now? Her dress was certain to be in disarray with dirt smeared from the trip into town, not to mention her hair, likely in shambles after being blown about by the wind. She was in no state for anyone to see her, least of all David. Mary turned slowly, praying she was somehow mistaken. Sure enough, there stood Catherine Matthews, but God had shown grace. David was nowhere to be seen. Mary let out a breath.
Good to see you, Katie. What brings you to town?
Same as you, I suppose, picking up a few things. Mary nodded, of course. It wasn't unusual for Katie to make these trips for her mother as well, though not because Mrs. Matthews was ailing. The woman had likely never been sick a day in her life. An ache expanded in Mary's chest, but she fought it. Ma would be all right. The doctor had assured them all she needed was rest. Are you well? Katie stepped closer, eyebrows gathered over concerned eyes. What? Oh, she had become rather distracted with her wandering thoughts.
Yes, just wondering.
A smile tugged at Katie's lips.
What about? Or should I say, who?
Mary's cheeks grew hot. What a thing for her friend to say. Did Katie know that Mary had a care for the younger woman's brother? Or for how long Mary had borne it. She couldn't. It wasn't possible.
No,
Mary said, then attempted to clear her throat and her thoughts.
I am just trying to remember what Ma asked me to get.
Katie peered into Mary's basket. Apple, cinnamon, a swatch of fabric. The girl's fingers roamed over the wares. I dare say I wouldn't want to be eating at your house tonight. Mary balked, but then realized. Katie only teased her.
Pa requested a pie, and Ma has some mending to attend to.
Katie grinned.
Your Ma is the best seamstress in the whole of Cripple Creek.
Mary's lips turned upward at the corners.
Yes, she has quite a talent.
Yet another gift that had not passed on to Mary.
I hope one day she'll make me something special, a bonnet maybe. Perhaps. I'm sure she would enjoy that if...
Mary stopped herself. Their challenges as a family were not so publicly known, nor did her mother wish them to be.